4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, Masters Thursday. We will talk Masters with you. We'll keep track of Major League Baseball here in the afternoon. John Krant from Jim Fye Sports is going to be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. Also, Chuck Yergin from the Iowa Conference will stop by, and a Bowling Night in America wrap-up. All that and more here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class, right here on KGYM Sport. And welcome, everyone, inside our KGYM studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Alex Kuhn, our producer. I have no idea where that came from.
Nor do I.
Nope, I have no idea. Oh, my gosh. You know who thought that would have been funny? Don Rickles.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, we lost Don Rickles today at the age of 90. He could be a little blue. Is that the true statement of the day, right?
Well, I don't think he ever met anyone or anyone of any
Mr. Warm
race or creed or religion that he wouldn't insult.
He was the insult king.
I laughed at him just looking at him.
Of comedy.
God, he was funny.
But he has passed away today at the age of 90. So we lost a good one in the comedy world today. We do have the Masters going on right now at a windy and chilly Augusta National, as they are just they're about midway through the afternoon. And right now, yesterday's poll question, Emil Sideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com, asked who is going to win this year's Masters. Is it going to be Mother Nature, or is it going to be the field? Right now, it's no contest. It is Mother Nature and Augusta National that is winning, because right now, the field just ahead of 3 o'clock, Mark, was a cumulative 221 over par, and that has gone up because the leader, Matthew Fitzpatrick, just doubled 18 to come home with a 1-under par score of 71 today.
Yeah, only 14 players under par at this hour. And the winds are up at Augusta National. Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids went out early today and had his share of struggles, finished at plus 577. While that doesn't sound very good, and it really is not a good start for Zach, the leader is at minus 3, and again, only 14 players under par. The cut here is the low 50 players plus anyone within 10 strokes of the lead. So I got to believe Zach needs to shoot something around even par, maybe a couple under. Depends on what other players do, of course. But right now he's 8 strokes back of the lead and did birdie 18 to heal some of the wounds, but hit a couple balls in the water today and looked out of sorts a bit on the green, with the exception of a couple 3 holes. But at least he's in competition. The other Johnson is not.
No, that's the story of the day. Dustin Johnson, the world number one. Shortly after we went off the air yesterday with our Caddy Smack program, of course, all this breaks, no pun intended, took a fall at his rental home in Augusta. Most of these pros don't stay. This is one of the events of the year they stay in rental houses, usually in Augusta National. It's very interesting. If you ever have a chance, I know Golf Digest has an article about it this month in their Masters preview. Basically, the whole town turns to Masters for Masters Week. Schools are out for the entire week because all the kids work at Augusta National in some way, shape, or form. They do something there, all the high schoolers and whatnot, college students at Augusta, the university there, I think Augusta State, they come out and work for the week. But at any rate, rental houses open up, and it was a wooden floor. Apparently, a wooden floor that Dustin Johnson was in, and he was wearing socks, and he slipped as he was going down some stairs.
Yeah, there's a set of 3 stairs and then another set of 3 stairs going another direction. So
our Caddy Smack co-host Rick Swan from across the hall on Rob FM, our brother station. Can we say that? Do we need to come up with some sort of a moniker for Rob FM? I don't know. What's the moniker you want, Rick?
Brother Station works.
Okay, Brother Station. Yeah. But anyway, I thought you had breaking news on Dustin Johnson or something.
I have no breaking news.
Oh, okay. Very good.
This is our favorite segment of the year.
Just wanted to come in and say hi.
That's right. Because it's a yearly tradition that we have. We'll get to it in a moment. But more on Dustin Johnson. It's something you can't even dream about. You're just walking through your house the day before you're teed up in the Masters. You're the number one player in the world. And all of a sudden you take a misstep. You fall down. He tried to warm up today, said he could probably swing at about 70%, actually almost went to the first tee and just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And it took everything he had to do to pull out today.
Yeah, he underwent treatment right after the injury, which was to his lower left area of his back, a muscle there. But as you said, he tried it on the range after getting treatment again this morning. And you could just tell if you watched any of that it was a very gingerly swing. Butch Harmon was there, and his caddy and his agent, and finally he decided, it's not going to work. And I suppose this is good for the long term. Dustin Johnson said shortly after withdrawing, he said, you know what, in a couple of days I'll be fine.
Yep.
That's the ironic part of it, that it had happened the night before the start.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know you wait for it each and every year. It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
Me, they, hello.
It is our annual talk and visit from Rick Nance from CBS Sports.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the gym class. A northwest breeze ushers in beautiful sunshine and new buds of springtime. As we bid farewell to winter's clutches, it's Masters Week. And right on cue, a warm breeze will welcome us back to the fairways and the greens.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. Rick Nance, ladies and gentlemen.
A little poetry there for you. Oops, I forgot. Well, never mind. I'll bring that up next year.
Hello.
Hello.
You did get Hello Friends in there.
I did, yeah.
So that's the big thing right there.
Yeah, it's a shame about Dustin Johnson.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. I mean, we've all had that moment. You know,
should we just do the show
before
with the music behind us?
Yeah,
okay, very good.
Felt bad for him. I mean, the guy has won his last three times out. He just seemed poised to make that magical run, a favorite to win the Masters, and now this, you know.
Yeah.
And so you feel bad for him.
He's never, I mean, he can win it another year when he's not number one, but this was the best shot he ever had.
In his words, he said, it sucks.
Yeah, it does. And he said, this is another moment in his career.
Yeah.
You know? What was it? The hitting the ball that ended up being on sand that nobody would have called sand if you looked at it. The thing at the U.S. Open a couple of years ago. You know, he's just had these little things happen, but he always gets through it.
Yeah.
So.
There you go. Yeah, so Dustin Johnson not in the Masters field. He had to withdraw today. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Rick Nance coming in from Rob FM. All right. Now we are officially
tradition like none other.
It's like the traditional first shots. And if you didn't see that today, that was just amazing. They did a really nice tribute to Arnold Palmer today. For the ceremonial tee shots.
You know, Billy Payne gave a really moving speech on that first tee. Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus, the two guys remaining that are going to hit the ceremonial first shots. They did so this morning, but not without shedding a couple tears. They were very emotional while listening to Billy Payne's speech, and they had a moment of silence. And at the end, and I'd be surprised if you don't see this picture on TV and periodicals, far and wide, it was Jack Nicklaus raising his hat above his head and looking to the skies. It was a pretty moving moment.
Yep, really was. How they're doing on the course, you ask. Bill McGirt is your leader right now at -3. He is 2 under par on the back nine after a 35 in the front nine. He's -3 all alone. Then you've got Charlie Hoffman and Jason Duffner. The Duff is back. He's at -2. Chapel and Henley are in, along with Sullivan. Matthew Fitzpatrick had it at -3, but doubled 18 to go to -1. Phil Mickelson has just completed his first round. He is at minus one. Ross Fisher, Sergio Garcia, Shane Lowry, John Rahm, Mark Leishman, Bill Haas, all in red figures right now, and that is it under par. They are all at minus one.
Got a text from 3030 regarding Rick Nance's Masters delivery there. Says, where are the fake birds in the background? Very good, Eunice.
Yeah.
Have to remember that next year. They do have fake bird sounds on the telecast.
Maybe. Maybe at times. At times it's embellished a little bit, but hey, it's the Masters. It's great. It's great. More on that coming up with John Cranton here in just a little bit. We have for you on the gym class here today another Dr. Pepper prize pack. Very happy to give that away today. We will do that sometime between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Whether it's watching opening week baseball, watching the Masters, or what have you, crack open an ice-cold Dr. Pepper from your Dr. Pepper prize pack, courtesy of all of us here at the gym class. And we have a 24-pack of your choice, either regular Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper t-shirts, plus KGYM swag, including a pint glass to enjoy your ice-cold Dr. Pepper in. Is that a preposition?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mark. For more information, check out KGYMradio.com. I apologize to Steve Carter down the hill for ending that sentence in a preposition.
We need to put a quarter in the jar for ending any sentence with a preposition.
I'm sorry. We're trying to get that taken care of.
Where is that jar at?
I have no idea. I have no idea where the jar is at. But we will have your chance to win a Dr. Pepper prize pack coming up in just a little bit. Afternoon baseball going on right now. Would you like to go through the scoreboard, or would you like me to?
I would. I'll refresh, unless you have them available right now.
You're right there, ready to go.
Twins trying to sweep the Kansas City Royals, up 5-3, bottom of the eighth right now. Two outs. Colorado and Milwaukee tied at one in the eighth inning. The Cubs have surged ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals 6-4. That's with two outs in the seventh inning. The Chicago White Sox.
What?
Wow, look at this. Up 9-1 right now.
They've scored nine times. What's more impressive, that or Shields has only given up one run so far?
Los Angeles Dodgers blanking the San Diego Padres right now 4-0 in the fifth. Just underway, the Angels in Oakland tied 0-0. And I believe there was one other final. Cincinnati get a victory over Philadelphia 7-4. Scott Schebler hitless in three at-bats in that game.
But a win for the Cincinnati Reds. They are now 2-1 on the season. Twins trying to go to 3-0 for the first time in a long time. I know they haven't been 2-0 in a decade, so it's obviously past a decade for the Twins being a 3-0 team.
I'd remind you, it's not over.
I remind you that the White Sox game is not over yet. Strange happenings in the Cub-Cardinal game today. Cubs got a 3-run home run from Kyle Schwarber. Ahead of that...
That's not strange.
That's not strange.
No.
Ahead of that, there was a strikeout where the ball, it got away on the strikeout, actually somehow stuck in the chest protector of Yadier Molina, which allowed the batter to reach first base, which allowed the home run to be a 3-run shot. Some people would say that's 2016 Cubs magic reappearing again.
Well, you got to have some of those over the course of 162.
Yes, you do. You got to have a few. You got to have a few, but not over yet. 6-4, but the Cubs with the lead, and they'll turn it over to the bullpen coming up. Not a great outing for Lackey today. Lance Lynn pitched very good for the St. Louis Cardinals today, and the bullpen just acted up with Childs out there.
Both teams good starting rotations.
Matt Adams may have had the worst misplay of a fly ball that a major leaguer has ever had earlier today, trying to play left field for the Cardinals. It was not pretty. I've seen little leaguers play a ball much better than Matt Adams did in left field today. We'll just leave it at that. The grand experiment continues when you try to get a bat in your lineup. 3:18. We'll take a break. John Cranton from Jim Fife Sports in Las Vegas set to join us. We are, by law, obligated to bring you a Bowling Night in America wrap-up. We will do that coming up before 4 o'clock as well. It is the gym class coming your way here at 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Nothing quite like owning a high-end tool. Well, actually, maybe there is. How about saving up to 15% on that tool? It's the Acme Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday. Save on more than 60 of the world's best brands. Register to win a tool valued at $600. And talk shop with reps who are sure to have the best tips. Don't miss the Acme Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday. Do your best work.
Don't miss the action of your Cedar Rapids Rough Riders.
Tomorrow night's all about you as the Riders close out the regular season against the Tri-City Storm. Grab your friends and family and hit the stable for Fan Appreciation Night. Come enjoy $2 beverages, popcorn, and hot dogs, and congratulate your Riders on another fantastic season. Happy hour begins at 5:30. Puck drops at 7:05.
Party! Details on the hottest game at the coolest place. Visit RiderTownUSA.com. Get your tickets today.
Be there.
Now through Monday only, get the best deals on everything for another exhilarating biking season at Hall Bicycle. Purchase any Trek bike over $400 and receive up to a $200 gift card good for accessories. Hybrid, road, mountain, and electric assist bikes are all on sale. Plus, super deals on helmets, lights, bags, computers, pumps, everything you need for fun, fast, safe, and comfortable cycling. Get ready to ride now through Monday only at Hall Bicycle, 419 2nd Avenue in downtown Cedar Rapids. Serving cyclists since 1898.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Tonight?
Get me into a seat.
Dear, I don't know if tonight's...
Buy me a ball and a fitted hat.
You can get a trapper hat for free.
Really?
Yeah, on April 15th.
Take me out April 15th.
Stop.
Okay, but if we don't go... It's a shame. Come on!
All right.
Change up your summer with the Twins on Saturday, April 15th, when the first 10,000 fans get a free fur trapper hat, courtesy of Pepsi. For tickets, visit twinsbaseball.com.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
3:21, back with you in the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. A reminder... The Schulte and Swan Prom is going to be held Saturday, April the 22nd. That will be coming up 2 weeks from this Saturday at the DoubleTree by Hilton Convention Complex, downtown Cedar Rapids. Tickets are on sale now at Theater Cedar Rapids box office. That's downtown, 3rd Street Southeast. Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Station Southwest, inside the Lindale Mall. And our friends at Hertina Stocker Jewelers, Dubuque Street, that is on the Ped Mall down in Iowa City. Must be 21 years old to attend, and should be a great time had by all. And get your tickets now. More information at our sister station, KZIA 102.9, KZIA.com. We have a poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway as well.
We do indeed. Emil's Hideaway poll question. Will Zach Johnson rebound from his four poor first round in, to make the cut at Augusta, yes or no? Again, Zach shooting 77 in the first round today. Right now, 8 back of the leader.
All right, there you go. And see what Zach does tomorrow. Low 50 and ties. Everyone within 10 will make it. I got a feeling it's going to be, unless I don't see anybody really running away with this thing, I think we're going to have a lot of people playing the weekend. This is the only major with the 10-shot rule still. Which is interesting enough. That's kind of gone by the wayside a little bit.
And most times has not had much effect.
This is for Mike Oskins, by the way. Antiquated. I know he's listening.
Gave you a hard time last night, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Antiquated, Mike. Kind of like our time on the left side of the sheet. But more on that coming up later on. John Krant set to join us right now from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas. You can follow him on Twitter at Jim Feist Sports. And jimfeist.com is the website. Happy Masters Thursday to you, John. How you doing?
Yeah, the weather's a little bit better in both of our places than the Masters. I haven't heard about the Don Rickles thing. I've been too busy working until you mentioned it. So that was, I always admired that guy when he was at the Desert Inn about 12 years ago. I went to see him, and he wasn't as sharp as his younger days. I mean, he was in the late 70s, but... And then they tore the Desert Inn down shortly after that, but that's too bad. I mean, this guy was just—I admire him so much. His comedy was legendary.
Yes, he didn't insult you, did he, John?
No, he didn't. But in Vegas, they have a lot of their shows where the stages come out into the audience, and some guy had his hand on the stage, and as he's walking out, you know, he's doing his shtick, and he just out of nowhere turns to this guy and says, "Get your hand off the stage! What do you think?"
He was one of a kind. They don't make him like that anymore, his type of comedy. So he will be missed. He will be missed.
He never knew what political correct meant. Politically correct meant. John, sorry about not seeing the email. We'll get that to you, okay?
I got it to him.
Okay, you got it to him.
I got it to him.
Right.
We're all good.
You're very good.
We're all good and ready to go. Well, let's start with the Masters. You sent us the list, the updated list, as far as Masters odds are concerned, John. And if you had Matthew Fitzpatrick, he was leading this thing. You got him at 50, started at 85 to 1. He's down to 55 to 1, but you still got to be pretty good feeling about your investment at this point.
Yeah, what a shocker here, the big news with Dustin Johnson, because, I mean, not just around the world, but in Vegas, he was a favorite to win this thing at 5 to 1. Then he has that back problem just the night before. So that sent the shockwaves around the world and in Vegas. So I guess you can say it's kind of Rory. That's what the odds are looking at to win. However, look at some of the odds on the guys who actually did great last year. Danny Willett won it. Yeah, he's 150 to 1. Lee Westbrook came in second last year, 70 to 1. Huge long shots here. And Willett not playing that bad the last couple of months, finishing 2-6-5 in several tournaments. But I'll take a look at a sleeper here, Tyrrell Hatton. An Englishman won it last year, and Willett, this kid's a 25-year-old Englishman. He's big long shot here at 60 to 1, but he's an exceptional young golfer. He finished second in Dubai the last four tournaments, finished 13th, 3, 10, and 17. He's kind of a young guy who's hitting his stride, and at these kind of odds, not a bad shot. The only thing against him is the last rookie. This is his first time in the Masters. The last rookie to win this tournament was Fuzzy Zeller back in 79. But still, he's an up-and-coming young guy who I wouldn't be surprised to see continuing in the top fives.
John, in the NBA, Chicago is at Philadelphia. I should imagine the Bulls will be favorites in this game, but the Bulls actually battling four or five teams for positioning in the Eastern Conference. What do you think?
Yeah, the Bulls aren't that big a favorite tonight as much as you might think. They opened 5.5 last night. It's only 4.5. Philadelphia getting some money, and that's because the last 3 months, the young 76ers, while they don't win games, they've been covering Vegas numbers at a colossal clip, so they have been getting money from a lot of the sharp guys. But here's a game where, yeah, you mentioned that the Bulls are in this playoff race here, tied with Miami for the number 7 and 8 seed, Indiana right on their heels, so there's plenty to play for, and they're playing pretty well, a 6-3 run the last 9 games, both straight up and against the spread. Now they come off that bad game against the Knicks. But overall, it's been a nice run down the stretch. And the thing with the Bulls is it's an erratic offense. You really don't know when this offense is going to click. They're number 24 in the NBA in points scored. It's the defense that you need this time of year. And they've actually been pretty good under Fred Hoiberg for the entire season. Top 8 in the NBA in points allowed. And that's something to lean on when the games mean as much as they do now. And when you look at their... There's only 4 games left in the season, and the Bulls play the worst teams in the Eastern Conference in these final 4 games. 2 games against Brooklyn, Philadelphia here, and then Orlando. So there's really no excuses for this team to make the playoffs. Probably should go 4-0 in these last 4 games. 76ers, the season's long over, and they're kind of playing like a 2-7 the last 9 games. They've lost 4 in a row, and they haven't covered 3 of those, so perhaps they're getting overvalued by the Vegas oddsmakers now after that long cover stretch. And the game they played the last game against the Nets, they didn't even show up and give up 141 points. And the coach, Brett Brown, said, well, I wasn't that concerned with the lack of effort on defense. Well, he should be. The Nets shot 64% from the field, so it's kind of Chicago or nothing for me in this one. I will also look at a high-scoring game because the Bulls' offense really haven't had any trouble scoring against Philadelphia. They scored 107 the last meeting, which they lost. The previous two, they scored 105, 121, and 1 convincingly when these teams meet. It's 9-1 over the total, so I wouldn't look for much defense tonight. I'll go with Chicago 115 to 107.
Hey, John, one team that is, you know, like Chicago, that's in the midst of a playoff push right now, the Portland Trail Blazers. They take on the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are playing things out right now. But this is a huge game for Portland because they're vying for that 8th spot along with the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, and the money's actually coming on Minnesota, down to a 5.5-point underdog here on this long road trip. And there's quite a bit to like about Minnesota. They're not going to make the playoffs, but, you know, they got a lot of good young pieces in place. They got a fine coach in his first year, who is very good at teaching defense. That's the one thing they haven't quite got yet, as they're 28th in the NBA in field goal shooting defense, but this coaching staff is going to keep on them to play better defense. And they're not playing that bad a ball. I mean, they come off the loss to mighty Golden State. Now, they did cover as a huge underdog of 14.5, but the last five games, they're 3-2 straight up and against the spread. And it'll be a challenge tonight, as you mentioned, because Portland's sitting there, right, with a number 8 seed battling Denver for that last spot. So you know the home team is going to want to play. I think the way to look at this game, though, is an offensive show, because that's one thing Minnesota can do. They can struggle on defense. And it's kind of similar with this Blazers team, even though they've got a shot to make the playoffs. They're 9-3 the last 12 games, 10-2 against the spread. However, they've lost 2 in a row, and it's because of this bad defense, number 26 in the NBA in points allowed, a 7-3 run over the total. And that's how I'm going to look at this game. I think it's going to be a fun offensive show, limited defense. I'll go, have to lean toward the home team here, but don't look for a lot of defense. I'll go with 120-115, the home team.
Another matchup in the Eastern Conference with playoff implication, Milwaukee against Indiana. Indiana tied right now with Miami, but on the outside looking in, Milwaukee, the 5 seed if we ended today. But again, this is a mad scramble. Thing I circled, John, is Indiana's a much different team at home than they are on the road.
Boy, you got that right. This actually be a fun game to watch tonight. Get Milwaukee sitting there, the number 5 seed in Indiana. A losing record overall, but 27-12 at home. They play their best basketball at home. Milwaukee plays pretty good defense. They're only 2 games over 500 for the season and 2 games under on the road. And while they're looking for the number 5 seed, they come off a horrendous game at Oklahoma City. They got blown out of the water. And that's not the norm, as they are 10th in the NBA in points allowed. We see they're on a 15-7 run under the total, low-scoring games. Don't always know what offense is going to show up. But then Indiana, you know, they're kind of in the middle of the pack on all these statistics, but they do play pretty good defense, better than you might think. Number 9 in field goal shooting defense. They come off an impressive game against Toronto. They went down by 19 points and came roaring back to win it convincingly. But they've been a very inconsistent team, just 2-6 the last 8 contests. Clearly coming home is going to help them. Got to watch, though, with Paul George. I mean, he's really in a groove these last 5 games, averaging 33 points, almost 45% shooting from long range in those games. And that's how I'm going to have to look at tonight's game. Indiana, no problem scoring points, 8-2 run over the total. And then Milwaukee heading out on the road. After they lose a game by 10 or more points, like they did the last game, we noticed they're 21-10 over the total. So I'm going to look at another game that's going to be high scoring, fun, entertaining, and probably close as well.
John Krant joining us here at 3:32 from Las Vegas. Jim Feist Sports is the website. I invite you to check them out. Let's turn our attention to the National Hockey League. They're coming down the stretch as well. Huge matchup. They're both going to be in the playoffs, no doubt about that. But the two leaders in the Western Conference are going to battle it out, Chicago and Anaheim. And this should be fun.
Yeah, it could be a preview here of the Western Conference Finals. And got to wonder, though, about Chicago's interest or motivation, because they've already locked up the division title, locked up the number one seed in the West, and in the last couple of games, they've lost 2 in a row, including a shocker to Colorado, where the defense just fell apart. And overall, though, a 12-4 run, despite the fact that they're just 2-4 the last 6 games. Long way from home here, and they're in the rare role of underdog here, but the money has come in on the Blackhawks. They were 130, Anaheim was 135 favorite last night. Well, it was just 125 favorite, so Chicago still packs a punch, being in the top 9 in the NHL in goals scored and allowed, kind of the perfect balance that every coaching staff wants to get. And when you have that kind of balance, top 10 in those categories, you're going to be a winning team and probably a real good one. The Blackhawks certainly are. Anaheim, kind of a different style. They focus, terrific defensive team, top 5. And goals allowed and in penalty killing, but the offense is kind of takes a secondary role. They're 19th in goals scored. They come off a game where they play great defense against Calgary, but they lost all-star defenseman Cam Fowler. He's a key blow if they want to get healthy for the postseason. But really, the way that they play is anchoring with defense. Chicago has actually done very well against Anaheim, winning 5 of the last 7, including 4-1 here at Anaheim. But with the motivation for this one, really with Anaheim, they're home. They're closing in on a Pacific Division title, which would be their 5th straight. So got to believe the home team is going to be up for this one. I'm also going to look at a high-scoring game because both teams have so many terrific weapons. And you got maybe a 4-2 Anaheim win for tonight's game. But yeah, we might. I think we'll see these teams again meeting up in the postseason next month.
Big game tonight as well between my and Alex Kuhn's St. Louis Blues and Florida coming up tonight. Blues, they need all the points they can get to look like they're going to be fine as far as the playoffs are concerned. They're okay, but just to solidify their playoff position anyway and taking on a Florida team that's playing out the streak.
Well, are you happy with what you see with this St. Louis team, the new coaching staff, and a 12-4 run here?
So far, so good. Another good push at the end of the year, much like they did a year ago when they had a really good run in the playoffs.
That's right. Here they are with a winning record overall, nice 12-4 run. They come off an unusual game against Winnipeg where they didn't play well, losing 5-2. However, they played well over these last 2 months, and they have great balance, too. 13th in the league in goals scored and 12th in goals allowed, as well as top 8 in specialty units. So it's a solid all-around team, as you mentioned, capable of making a pretty good playoff run. And they're facing a Florida team that, you know, last year when Florida won the division, I kept looking at them all season long saying, I can't see why this team is winning. They're winning a lot of close games. It seems to be things going their way. Well, they turned out to be one-year wonders because the numbers kind of tell it all with the Panthers. Number 23 in goals scored, number 22 in goals allowed. Terrible when it comes to the power play. And they looked at the last game at home against Montreal. They had whitewashed 4-1, and they clearly were one-year wonders and have come back to earth. These teams met back in February, and it was a thrilling game. The Panthers won 2-1. Problem is, that was the high point of the season for Florida because ever since that victory, they've been at a huge tailspin, 5-16 run, and they haven't been very good against teams with winning road records when they're at home. Florida's just 19-45 in this building, so they're an underdog at home, plus 125. I'm not backing a home team here. I think St. Louis takes this one. Too solid all around. I'll go with the Blues 3-1.
John, let us know what else is going on at Jim Feist Sports, and if you have a free play, love to have it.
Sure, we'll go with that one I just gave you. St. Louis Blues, I think they win convincingly tonight against the overrated and falling Florida Panthers team. If you're looking for free plays every day, go to jimfeist.com, or you can just call a free phone number, 888-294-1970. Call it every day.
All right. Enjoy the Masters this weekend, John, and we will talk to you next Thursday.
Sounds good, guys. We'll see you then.
All right. John Krant joining us Thursdays on the Jim Class from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas. Right now, Bill McGirt, he's your co-leader. He's in the house. Just got up and down on 18 with a nifty little par. He is at 3-69 today in really tough conditions. Jason Duffner is on the course right now at 3-under as well. And Zach Johnson, again, if you missed it a little bit earlier, Mark, give the Zach wrap-up real quick.
Zach finished with a +577 today, birdied his last hole to improve things a bit. Since he finished, he's moved up the leaderboard 9 spots. That's more of a reflection of the conditions at Augusta National this afternoon, but my opinion, I think Zach's going to have to shoot somewhere around even tomorrow.
Yeah, probably have to do that to get into the top 50. All right, 3:37, we will take a break and come back. And when we come back, yes, we will. We will give you an update on what happened last night with Bowling Night in America.
All right.
Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not so good. This might be one of those in the ladder category. We'll let you know when we come back.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set, anything you wanted. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you and gave you an affordable payment plan. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
First time skydiving?
Sure is.
Okay, you just open the door like this and you jump.
Hey, wait. Should we be like in tandem?
Tandem? That's a great idea.
Are you a certified instructor?
No, but I love parachutes and I love people. Here we go.
You wouldn't take chances with an uncertified skydiving instructor. Don't do it with your finances. Find a certified financial planner professional today at letsmakeaplan.org. CFP. Work with the highest standard.
All this week, we are giving you an opportunity to win a Dr. Pepper prize pack, and we're going to do that right now for caller number 5, 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600. You're going to get a 2 cases, 24 either regular Dr. Peppers or Diet Dr. Peppers, some Dr. Pepper swag, some KGYM swag, a pint glass. We're going to give it to caller number 5 right now at 319-366-1600. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ML.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
340, back with you. Andy from Cedar Rapids is our Dr. Pepper Prize Pack winner. Thank you for listening, Andy. Enjoy your terrific Dr. Pepper coming your way here on the program. One more to give away on the Friday edition of the show. Coming up tomorrow, Paul Clark will join us from CycloneNation.com or CycloneReport.com. I beg your pardon. We'll talk to Paul about the Iowa State spring game. That'll be coming up on Saturday. You can catch that right here on 1600 AM. Mark Dukes. Bowling Night in America last night. I believe week 31. And our Bowling Night in America wrap-up is brought to you by May City Bowl, Trent Street Southwest, in Cedar Rapids.
Yes, indeed. If I'd have told you yesterday, Scott, that all 5 members of the Rusty Nails would shoot a 600 series or better,
including Rusty himself, great to see Rusty back,
you would have said what?
We've been okay.
That's exactly what happened last night, including Rusty Swires, fresh off a winter sojourn to Florida. 652 for Rusty, 5th best in the league last night. However, we had to give 155 pins a game to Barry's Lanes, and you know what? They bowled it excellent.
They did.
And like every week, a member of the opposing team had either high game and or high series, and much was the case again last night.
Had both.
Jeff Steve, 275, 724, really rolled the rock good last night. He told me he just baked his ball a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should
He's
we
been
do
bowling
that?
Good ever since.
Should we do that?
I think maybe we should have a group baking.
You're going to have to explain to me how this occurs.
You throw it in the oven on warm. Well, look, I'll get back to you on that.
I've heard, you know, Buzz does the acetone thing. So.
Ran into a buzzsaw. There's no question. We lost all 4, and we're down to 16-64, 9th place. Not good, but, you know, we're only 4 games out of 4th, so. A little surge in the last 2 weeks. What do you think?
We are in 9th place. This is not going well. Sure, let's surge away.
Union Station has surged into the lead in the Mature Evergreen League. They have a 2.5 game lead. Won all 4 last night. KBO Catering won 1. So right now, Union Station in the driver's seat. Mike Palumbo striking out in the 10th, to win a very, very tight first game. Never thought I'd mention his name on the air.
Mike, you're welcome. By the way, we are now only one position ahead of the Pin Pals, whom we bowl the final week of the season. It's going to be for a position spot.
As if we needed added motivation.
All kinds of motivation. They were actually kind of upset because Barry's Lanes is behind them in the standings. And They said they'd been a lot more upset if they didn't win three last night. Look at that. We got Mike on, and we got the Pin Pals on for this week.
Well.
And Jeff. But Jeff deserved to be on there.
I think we kind of lost our motivation at this point. But
that happens.
Anyway, the league coming to a close very quickly here, and we'll see what happens up at the top. We'll see if we can finish strong.
We'll see if we can do that. So if you want some open bowling, they got great ideas and plans coming up for the summer at May City Bowl as well. So check out their website.
Summer League's forming now. Give them a call, 362-0136. If you have questions about open bowling, want to throw a party, want to visit the great, great pro shop there. Andy Dirk's doing a great job there. You can visit the website too, maycitybowlcr.com.
All right. We'll take a break and come back. And when we come back, we're going to talk D3 week and other things with Iowa Conference Commissioner Chuck Yergin when we come back.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch to Pennzoil at a Firestone Complete Auto Care near you.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Associated Materials, one of the largest window manufacturers in the USA, has temp to hire first and second shift production positions open right now in Cedar Rapids. Work first shift and enjoy warm weather nights off, or sleep in and work second shift. With their new progressive pay increases, you'll get a raise every 30 days. And after 90 days on the job, first shift earns $12 an hour and second shift earns $13. Interested? Call 319-390-0600. 319-390-0600.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
346 back with you. Again, congratulations going out to Andy from Cedar Rapids as he has picked up our Dr. Pepper prize pack. One more coming up to give away tomorrow when we talk some Iowa State spring football. Paul Clark will be joining us coming up on the program on Friday. And also going to talk with the brand new director of the Drake Relays, Blake Bolden, coming up. And that will be on Friday's edition of the Gym Class as well. And I know that in the college division, hopefully some good Iowa Conference representation at the Drake Relays. Chuck Yergin from the Iowa Conference joining us. Talk a little D3 week activities here in just a little bit. You got to first thing you got to do, you got to introduce everyone to your counterpart on the far side. Because last time he was here, he wouldn't talk. If I recall, right? He would not speak.
I don't know. I don't know about that. But he doesn't usually have trouble speaking. So, we were very fortunate to hire Dan Hammes, a Wartburg grad, and very experienced in a lot of areas of college athletics, and has been hired as our deputy commissioner. And he started in late August, and I think has had a good experience here through the first 2.5 seasons of Iowa Conference athletics, with the fall and the winter fully in the books, and in the spring we're right in the midst of it. So yes, and we're even like dressed alike today.
We noticed that today.
We have our uniforms on today.
Very good.
Congratulations, yeah. Dan. Is there any end to that Wartburg dominance in wrestling?
I warned him that. I warned him that you would be giving him some grief.
Yeah. I don't know. They look pretty tough, but there's a lot of other schools in the Iowa Conference that have been coming on strong. Loras, you know, had a huge push this year, and Luther and Co. obviously have historically had some good programs over the last 10 years as well. So Wartburg continues to keep themselves at the top in that wrestling department, but there's some schools that are challenging right now for sure.
Yeah, there are. And, of course, what you guys are looking forward to is the annual Division III week, which is coming up. And it encompasses more than Division III, obviously. But I know that's what you guys love and what you're concentrating on.
Yep, this is the annual week where the membership, where the staff in Indianapolis asks the 450 or so members of Division III to, you know, to get out and do things and support, you know, tell the story, you know, give an idea of what the Division III athletic academic experience is about. And Dan is has first hand knowledge of it, as does
we have two former Iowa Conference competitors in here.
So we've got our schools doing some things this week that range from, you know, doing short little interview segments with their student athletes to talk about what their experiences have been like. There have been some community service projects that folks have gotten into. I know the Central Group is doing some collection of sundry items for a women's health organization over in the Des Moines area. So this is a week where we can you know, actually get out and really be more vocal about what Division III is all about.
It's more about sports, the overall experience of Division III, right?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, you've got the academics, you got the athletics, and really that integration piece too, which is not just, which is being more of a part of the campus, trying to get yourself involved in other things other than, you know, and other than just your athletic endeavors. So,
yeah, there's a lot more to it. And you know that, Dan, as well as anybody out there. You've been through it before. Get out there, work with the community, do things like that people don't hear about, they don't read about all too often.
Yeah, definitely those opportunities are out there for the Division III student-athletes, and I think that's why this week is in place, is it allows us to be vocal about that and get it out on a platform where people can really understand what the student-athletes are doing on the court or on the field, but then again, outside of that realm and their academic lives, the student involvement, the community service, leadership activities. You know, it's really an all-encompassing experience, which is unique about Division III and being a student athlete, that you can still have the opportunity to succeed at a high level in athletics, but also have those other experiences that set you up for the future outside of the collegiate realm.
Dan's an Iowa athlete, went to Sigourney and played football and was a wrestler down there and was an all-conference Iowa Conference football player too. So he got he's too modest to talk
about. Savage Cobra.
Yeah, that's right.
My relatives at English Valleys know you very well.
Once upon a time, it's been a little while now.
You ran the single wing down there.
Mm-hmm. We did, yes, we did. Good old Bob Howard, legendary coach, up in Webster City now.
Yep.
Implemented the single wing and led us to a couple state titles down there along the way.
Not too bad. Not too bad. And try to call that on the radio. That is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It's hard to be in the offense, let alone follow it from the stands.
Guys, I'm curious. Being here in Cedar Rapids, we see the what has happened at Coe, for example. I don't want to single out Coe just because I'm an alum, but we see it here in town, the physical plant and whatnot. Curious what is going on across the Iowa Conference in terms of facilities, anything else that, I mean, you stand still, you're going to lose, right?
Yeah. You know, and I was, we talked about this on another program earlier this week. I think you're getting squeezed in two different directions. You're seeing, you know, kids who are interested in playing college sports, you know, seeing what's available at the Division I and Division II levels as far as facilities are concerned. What's maybe even more pressing is what the high schools are doing. You know, when you look at that Linmar Stadium and, you know, and weight rooms and all that stuff. So, you know, you're in a situation right now where it's not necessarily an arms race, but, you know, the Iowa Conference schools do have to, you know, they've had to step up their game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so Coe, which has been, you know, John Chandler's done a great job over there with that, you know, and helping out with that campaign and getting those facilities built over there. I mean, that's been, you know, that's long overdue. I mean, EB Fieldhouse is a wonderful building, venerable, but, you know, you need something now that has a little bit of the wow factor for today's, you know, high school juniors and seniors who are making that decision. So there's not anything right now in the works that's quite that grand, but, you know, Luther is just is christening their new softball and baseball. It's not their new fields, but they've got new concrete grandstands with press boxes because, you know, they want to show a good, you know, put a good face on when their parents come and watch the games. And it's interesting, they actually the seats in both facilities are seats from the old Metrodome.
Oh, really?
That they actually went up there and bought. So, you know, Central's doing a lot of, they've done a lot of stuff in the athletic complex too. It's more beautification and kind of making it look a little bit more impressive. But yeah, I mean, you're right. It's, you know, you've got to in this day and age, you know, as I said, from both ends, you know, make sure that the high school kids who've gone through and played in places like, you know, Linmar or have had, you know, these BAFO weight rooms, that, you know, what they're going to go to at the college level is going to be in the same class.
Wanted to ask you guys, this was the first year with Nebraska Wesleyan in the Iowa Conference. We're not through the season yet, but what are the first returns so far with that group coming in?
Yeah, it seems to be going well. I think they certainly have helped us athletically. I mean, they've already got two conference championships. Their women won the cross-country championship back in the fall and then ended Wartburg's long streak of indoor track and field championships just about a month ago. So, you know, it's certainly a long trip for people. You know, and in some sports, you only have to make that one every other year. But in others, you have to make it, like basketball, you have to make it every year. But, you know, their basketball programs, you know, especially the men, are terrific and I think have raised the level of competition. And I think the initial reports are pretty good.
So, Dan, when Chuck goes out to play golf as deputy commissioner, you got to stay in the office, right?
Exactly. I'm the one that's doing all the work.
that's far from the truth.
Yeah.
No, we've actually been talking about that because my Josh Schroeder, who worked with me in the past, was not a golfer, but Dan is. So we're already talking about longer staff meetings on some large green expanse somewhere in the area.
Could be 4-hour meetings.
Could be.
A lot of things done.
Yeah.
If people want to find out more about this, about Division III week, et cetera, Iowa Conference, where can you lead them to?
You can go to iowaconference.com. It's that simple to get to the website. And then IIAC Athletics is our Twitter handle. We put out a lot of social media information there that then can link back to our webpage also, and you can learn more about D3 week.
Yep. Potentially some big news coming here on April 18th when the NCAA announces their next round of sites for championships, and we have bids in for volleyball at the U.S. Cellular Center, for wrestling what's the name of the arena? The downtown
U.S. Cellular Center.
It's at U.S. Cellular Center. Sorry, and then wow, that's awful. And then baseball at Perfect Game Field. So we will find out if we get any of those. The bids are open from 2019 through 2018-19 through 2021-22. And we'll find out on the 18th whether Cedar Rapids has gotten one, two, or maybe three national championships for NCAA.
I think we could be pretty busy right there.
That would be good.
Give Dick Simmons a call.
Yes. Oh, yes. He's out there. He's listening, and he knows that he's already been called.
our friend formerly at Cornell College and doing a great job. And, of course, Cornell, a big part of Division III as well. So,
yep, absolutely.
Can't forget about them.
No.
Guys, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it, and continue the great work.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.
All right, and coming up tomorrow, we'll talk Iowa State with Paul Clark. And again, 300 par leading the Masters, correct, Mark?
Yep, indeed. You mentioned Iowa State spring game coming up this Saturday, and Zach Johnson trying to turn things around tomorrow in the second round.
Yep. APC, they're coming your way next right here on KGYM for Mark Dukes and for our producer, Alex Kuhn. Scott Unash, thanking you for joining us. NBA basketball coming up tonight as well with the Celtics and the Hawks. That will be at 7 o'clock.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player because they always perform under pressure. And at Valvoline, we too believe performance comes from hands-on expertise. That's why we created Valvoline Full Synthetic, specially formulated to provide maximum engine protection against friction.